Yo, peace, family. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Pharaoh.
And it's your boy, Rod the God, at you with another banger for the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fellow brother, Don Diaz, and it cannot make it, you know, priority school, stuff of that nature. But as we say, the show must go on, so you know how we do it.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir.
The sixth installment of our chakra series, right? So six out of seven. So we almost done. We gave y'all a damn near complete guide to get y'all to where y'all need to go, or at least start you on the journey to it. You know what I'm saying?
Got to master them lower chakras and make way up the hierarchy. Yes, sir.
Facts, the ladder, right? And so we have 6 out of 7. And this chakra to that recovering today is the third eye chakra, right? Or
Ajna.
Yeah, otherwise known as the Ajna.
Okay, we butcher all these names. I'm sorry that we're mispronouncing. I have no pronunciations for this. But Jesus Christ.
Third eye chakra, simple and important. And so let's go ahead and dive in.
Yes, sir.
As we know, the third eye chakra is the energy center within our bodies that's responsible for our things such as intuition, imagination, thought, self-awareness, and it's located in the forehead, you know, like right above your eyes, you know, right, you know.
You mean around the brow area, just above your little nose.
Yeah. Well, I would say more so the forehead and the nose, you know what I'm saying?
I'm talking like the brow above the nose.
Oh, yeah. You know, back when, you know, people get the unibrow right above that.
Yeah, that's about the point.
And so, it's safe to note that the third eye chakra is also associated with the color indigo and also correlates with the pineal gland within the brain. And this gland represents a lot of hormonal functions, a lot of intuitiveness. Essentially, it's almost like the balance of your brain, right? And on a personal note, see, this is a chakra I struggle with keeping in tune, because I'm someone who always becomes wrapped up in his head and almost overtuning this chakra to an extent. You know what I mean? Sometimes I get too wrapped up in my mind and my awareness, and can easily get lost. You feel me?
Yeah, I struggle the same, but that's why we're here now. We're going to learn how to get in tune, you know, make sure this right balance, and we're going to go forward. Let's get it.
Facts. So let's start this off by breaking down what the third eye is. You hear the third eye being talked about everywhere. Some people call it the evil eye, the eye of Horus, et cetera, et cetera. What the third eye is, or what people are referring to when they say my third eye, they're talking about the focal point of occult power, or when you're talking about occultism. So it's the focal point and of the power and the wisdom, and it's usually depicted in the forehead of a deity. And you see this specifically in Hindu cultures a lot, especially with like the god Shiva, right? Or especially in ancient Egypt, right? Horus, the eye of Horus, you feel me? And what it does essentially, its role is to provide perception beyond ordinary sight. And this is what we refer to as the pineal gland.
It grants clear thought, spiritual contemplation, and self-reflection.
Right. So then let's go ahead and break down the word that we butchered earlier, Ajna, right? What does this word mean, right? Because these terms are usually these words are from Sanskrit, ancient language. And so this word means perceived, command, or beyond wisdom. Right? So it's a testament to what they were speaking of when they referred to your Ajna or your pineal gland, because this was the gland that was able to help you. Once this was in tune and awakened, you were able to tap into this, you know, having beyond wisdom, right? So the color of it is indigo, as we stated earlier. And as we know, the color indigo is the color of intuition, perception, and is very helpful in opening and promoting deep concentration, right? Especially during times of introspection and meditation. Helps you achieve these deeper levels of consciousness within your mind, just the color alone.
That deviates from like the earlier chakras, you know, like root and sacral are more like fiery colors, that like more energy to it. Meanwhile, these are purple and blue is more calm.
Right, like on the throat chakra. Well, you notice it, you go, yeah, like from the throat chakra up, you get these darker, more soothing colors, because it represents that. Okay, that's the duality of it, right? So we know the bottom chakras, you got the sacral, the root, and the solar plexus, which are all orange and yellow, which represent the fire energy. Then the top three, which is the crown chakra, which we'll do next, throat chakra, which we did previously, and the third eye chakra, which we're on now, all blue, purple, which represent that calmness. And that's mm-hmm. when you have the heart chakra, which is that balance between them. That's why the heart chakra is the gateway Boom. Between the higher and lower, right?
Yep, making connections. Let's get it.
And so in metaphysics, the third eye or the Ajna chakra is the center from which we transcend duality. And mm-hmm. the duality of, you know, the personal stand. Well, the duality of the personal, which by personal, I mean the I, it's the duality of being able to separate you from the rest of the world. So it's almost a personality that exists independently from everything else. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like killing the ego. And if you haven't checked that episode, we're not killing. I don't want to say killing the ego, but learning how to understand and utilize your ego.
Yes, sir. And
that's what the third eye chakra represents. One who knows how to use his ego to his benefit, and he knows how to feed his ego but not let it overcome him and control him and to where he doesn't see it or know that it is ego. Mm-hmm. And with this aspect of duality from the third eye chakra, you can separate who you truly are on a spiritual plane and then also know, okay, in this reality world, the image that I put on is my ego. So me coming out saying Horus the Pharaoh is not who I am in the spirit world, but on this physical plane of reality, when I step out, mm-hmm. I say, okay, I am Horus the Pharaoh. That is the ego that I'm representing or protruding out to mm-hmm. further help people on their journey.
One thing I do like is how, as we climb this ladder, it's like we're getting further and further from just our physical and like needs. If we're going, you know, physical, we hit our mental, spiritual, yeah. Now we're ascending, putting it all together at the top.
Right, because the bottom three are essentially you establishing your root. It's rooting mm-hmm. you to the physical plane. So you can understand, okay, this is where I stand on this physical plane. And then the heart chakra is what, like I said, it's the bridge between the two. And as you go up to the higher three, you're now separating yourself into, you're going more so into the mind, the subconscious, and how that deviates. So when you put the two together, that's why the heart chakra is very essential, because it's the it's the bridge, you feel me? Mm-hmm. You got, just like a song, you got the chorus, you got the hook, you yeah. got the verse, but then you got the bridge sometimes that leads you into the verse.
The heart chakra is the avatar. It's the bridge between the two worlds.
Right. And so we're going to the third. We want to look at the things that it grants you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it grants you vision, mm-hmm. intuition. You get access to your mystical states, right? Wisdom, motivation, inspiration. Sometimes you can get the perception of like movements of energy or subtle dimensions that you can almost shift through. And this is where you get some of the people claiming, you know, the psychic abilities, or mm-hmm. people talk about clairvoyance, you know what I'm saying?
Or they're speaking with your ancestors from beyond and stuff like that. That's fun. Right. Mm-hmm.
It puts us in touch with the ineffable and the intangible more closely. Right. So mm-hmm. it's the unseen meeting the seen, just like you said with the avatar, how you have the spirit world, but the spirit world is walking along the physical world, but only those in tune could actually see it. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, speaking of the world, there's one thing about the chakra that stands out to me. You know, it's like how other chakras had like a spot on Earth that like correlates to it. This chakra moves. It shifts locations throughout the Earth, even according to like constellations, stars, whatnot. So it's not just one spot or multiple spots. It's changing constantly. That's unique. I like that. Oh,
so can you elaborate further on that? In a sense?
Elaborate further. So, okay, you remember how, I forget which chakra was, but let's say sacral chakra was like them two rock formations that somewhere in the heart of Africa. Yeah. Meanwhile, this chakra, the same way I would say moving through dimensions is energy, it's moving. It changes spots on it because like the axis of the earth. So it's changing spots.
That's crazy. And that's in comparison to its whole purpose, right? Mm-hmm. About how it's about movements of energy. So where the awakening is will shift. Okay, I got a good example or an analogy I used to hear from certain people. You would hear certain people saying, we need to go back to Africa, but the third eye chakra is no longer located in Africa no more, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like people say, we need to be like how we were back in Egypt, but some people say, we've already did that, so why go back to it? That third eye chakra is no longer in that place and time or that dimension or that mind state. It has shifted. Mm-hmm. So instead of saying let's rebuild what we do in Africa, no, you did that already. So the third eye chakra has shifted for you to do something greater in another area. So that makes perfect sense now that you state that. Mm-hmm. And so with sustaining awareness of the third chakra, you know, the third chakra energy. It might require like more focus and the ability to relax in a different way of seeing. When you focus, because when we focus our mind and consciousness, we can see beyond the abstraction, the distractions and illusions that stand before us. And you can have more insight on your life to curate things that help you align to whatever you need to at the highest rate, right?
Mm-hmm. Many of the like those things that trouble you and keep you from reaching this form is usually like physical needs or physical distractions anyway. So by tuning to this chakra right now, you're like viewing more of the bigger picture instead of the small details along the path. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And so this chakra is very like holistic in nature. So when this chakra is very like activated to the highest, or you know, just fully activated in general, mm-hmm. both hemispheres of your brain are acting in sync. What's the name? Synchrony. Yeah. So yeah. You know, they always tell you in school you're either left brained or right brain, and this one is dominant. And that's only a lack. And they tell you that, and they keep reminding you that. And they telling you that so you can't 50-50 it out intentionally. Mm-hmm. They want you to be like, well, you're dominant logically or you're dominant creatively. When if we know everything is meant to be in balance, why can't our minds be in balance, right? Because you have to train your mind to be in because that they balance promise. Is destroyed the moment you come out of the womb because their programming is immediately in your face.
You know what I'm saying? Like the brain is two hemispheres, but it's still a whole brain. Like they're fooling you to think, believe it's separate. No, you have to, what's called combine both.
Right. They're literally trying to make you decide which one you want to be more of instead of the overall encompassing energy that you are. Mm-hmm. And that only plays to the detriment of society and how people think. And so when it comes to, so let's talk about what this chakra looks like when
it's out of balance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we take it?
Go ahead.
Okay, got you. So when it's inactive or blocked, it's the feeling of, it's basically, to sum it up, you feel stuck. You lack vision, you lack purpose for self. You reject a lot of like for example, if you're out of balance, you're rejecting most of what we're saying because you're more focused on the physical. Meanwhile, we try to speak your holistic or spiritual needs. You're rejecting those because beyond what you see as normal, right? You can mm-hmm. see, you're focused too much on the big picture and picture. And what's it called? In your you can't focus on the big picture. My bad, I got it backwards. You can't focus on the big picture. You're only focused on the small details and things along the way. And also stubbornness, just outright stubbornness.
Mm.
Hate to see it.
You made a really good point in reference to how people, your third eye chakra being blocked limits you from taking in information. And that goes in hand with your throat chakra as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your throat chakra is closed. So not only can you truly express how you feel, it's closed. And that only stops you from opening up your third eye chakra, from taking mm-hmm. in difference, you know, your mind. You feel me? Or just mm-hmm. being, it's like asking people simple questions and their answer is so one directional and they never, and you never ask, and you ask them why, or they can't answer the why.
I'm saying they're so focused on the little things, they can't get the overall meaning out of it. They're just, that's like saying, you feel stuck. It's the perfect way to describe it. It's a feeling of stuckness.
Yes. Right. It's, you know, you get that very stubborn, like these people are on a most. These people are very stubborn. Mm-hmm. They have very prejudiced views. They have poor vision, right?
Mm-hmm. They can't sympathize with others more. They can't. Yeah. They're ignoring. They ignore differences and what's called. Yes, like it's just.
Yeah,
basically, it's hard people to get along with. That's best way to describe it.
And on their own level, personally, they have a denial of their own reality, their self-delusion, and misjudgment. Especially that denial of reality, because mm-hmm. this is where, to an extent, I tell people that when we come here, the journey, I said, everything we do in this realm is to make ourselves comfortable. Mm-hmm. In this realm. Why do you think we built stuff to be? When the original people came here, there was no need for clothes, there was no need for food, there was no need for water, all they did was breathe. And as time progressed, they began to come out of tune with this. So then they had to make themselves comfortable in a place that they felt uncomfortable. So they started building houses. They had to start eating. They had to start drinking.
Start wearing clothes.
Okay, then you go take it up a notch. They had to create society, right? Okay.
Laws, rules, all these other things.
Right, what do you do? Now you got to have laws. Okay, what if people roll society? All right, what if this person's not do that? Okay, let's create a school. And so then everything
we do. Let's use income. Let's make money. So now it's a status thing about it. If you want money, you have to hire society.
And that's all directly correlated to falling away from the chapter, going down the spectrum and losing it all. And so that goes. Because we face enemy. And this the reality lived in.
Reality.
Denial. Threw us to this, and that leads to your self-delusion, your misjudgment, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
On a physical level, you will find people with blurred vision, eye diseases, ear diseases, mainly any disease in that head, on anywhere that you keep above your, that tool above your shoulders that we call the head, anything that clear testament of unbalance.
Mm-hmm. All those mental disorders and whatnot.
So even things like headaches, poor concentration, poor memories, nightmares, etc. For example, I know third eye chakra has been knocked down because when I overthink things, I will then get a headache. And a headache will be ridiculous. Not from me being hungry, not from me being tired, not from me having a long day, not from my glasses, nothing like that, not from grinding my teeth, simply from me thinking too much about one thing. And thinking about endless possibilities. My head says, you out of tune, we're going to give you a headache. And I often tell people, even though this isn't a correlate 100%, anything with side effects is a testament that you're being poisoned. So your body is showing you a response that you out of tune. You're getting a headache. And you know you ain't did nothing. You wake up with a headache and you out of tune. Mm-hmm. You woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I know you have, but what's called, you remember a time when like, you were about to, let's say you're overstressing about something that you know you're capable of, but your body start creating symptoms of things that you know, your stomach start gurgling, you get the little migraine, soreness, all the other stuff, you just start kicking
right,
in.
Right. Stuff you never get. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Now see, that's one other half of the spectrum where the overactive part of this chakra. So this comes with lack of clarity. Illusions are fantasies that appear more real than reality. So your mind is literally making scenarios and excuses to protect yourself from what's called completing the task. And then also, tongue-tied. You can't focus on details. You're only big picture. So you can't even put in the steps along the way to reach your bigger goals. You're just thinking about, when I do this. No, you have to balance in between both. So,
yep. And there's no like grounding to get there. So again, overbalanced one is like you too focused on, like you said, the spiritual, where you don't see that there is a can attract that. Because you can attract and have that, but not have that in the physical realm as well, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to opening this chakra, that makes me think of what diseases you can contract with having an overactive one. Right. Well, I think things like headaches and migraines still near. I think you would then get things like poor concentration and poor memory when that excessive amounts of energy, right?
And then also it could go further. You have like some like schizophrenia or hallucination stuff like that. Because your mind is creating its own reality instead of realizing what's in front of them. So your mind's going to create scenarios that aren't even in front of you at this point.
I agree with that because I believe everyone lives in their own reality. And when the reality you live in is the reality you're going to experience. So for example, let's say two individuals are poor, right? You have one individual who is like, man, I'm so poor, I can't do nothing with my life. So this man is always down and depressed. Then you have another individual who's poor. He's like, man, I might not have everything, but I have everything, and it gets better every day. And his mindset is affecting his life. Even though he doesn't have as much, he's creating a reality to where he does, which will ultimately lead to him having more of a accepted their fate. You know what I'm saying? Or accepted it as their fate. and lets that be the deterrent for them to stay where they are. So reality will depend on your perception, and that perception will be based upon your third eye chakra, how in tune, how unbalanced, how overactive, and et cetera, et cetera. Because there have been some people who thought they were in the best situation ever and couldn't notice.
I'm glad you said that, because that I forgot overconfidence is another one. Overconfidence and superficiality. Those are another two.
Yeah. Think about you know that dude that like gets the new girl and he's so in love with the girl, mm-hmm. and everybody kind of like, yo, she cheating on you, and everybody's like,
ain't no way she could never cheat on me. What you know, I'm me. This is Rod. It's Rod. You don't cheat on Rod.
Right, right. And then they get hit with it, and their reality image to where everything was perfect. Not saying that you can't create that reality, but that individual reality may not be that reality.
I'm saying you're fooling yourself. Your mind is putting in what you want to believe instead of what is. Yes.
Right. And so what this chakra looks like, more so balance, you feel me, is you're going to have a stronger intuition. You might get signs of clairvoyance, psychic abilities, right? Right, this is the force they're talking about. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Telepathy, concentration, ability to visualize, sensitivity. This is nothing but the.
Also, the combination of both being able. What you about to say?
I said this is what Star Wars was showing you from the beginning. Why do you think you gravitate to Darth Vader? Everybody gravitates to Darth Vader because that is your primal. You are Darth Vader. But they want you to be Luke and only acknowledge the light. But if you ever notice with people who they love the dark side more than they do the light side, right?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I do like some dark side myself.
Right? Because it appeals to your root chakra. This is why most Jedi only have two sabers, right? Mm-hmm. Which we'll get into the third one later. But this is why most Jedi have the green saber, which represents the heart chakra, represents the throat chakra. And the red
two purple sabers out there, but we ain't gonna get
right now. There's right, and of course that purple saber, an individual, and that color represents crown chakra, right?
But we'll get in that next time. But yeah.
And so, to even just to continue based off of that, they showing you the fact that these people, what do they do when they need something? They sit down and they say, let's listen to the force. They say the force is a living being. You know what I'm saying? It's moving. Mm-hmm. It's living. It flows through everything. You're able to control it once you tap into it. This is no different than knowledge. This is no different than you attaining your own power. All that is the same thing. And it's portrayed in media so many times. And we often look at it as, oh, this is media, rather than this might have some truth to it. You know what I'm saying? Let's go into it more.
One of the coolest things I've heard Vader say, when his little machine is keeping alive messed up, he said, the force sustains me. I no longer need this hard line.
Right.
Dark.
Right. And it's funny because when you third chakra, right? One big thing, of course, is sound therapy, as usual, meditation, yoga. We know those things are great. But I also can find that color therapy is great for opening the third chakra. So, like, wearing clothes represent purple or indigo or blue or that dark blue, you know what I'm saying? You focus, so you can focus more on that color and that energy, right? And things such as aromatherapy helps, right? Because now you're relying on the sense. So this is why you have some people with the lemongrass, the mint, the incenses, the basil, the lemon, the aroma lamps and stuff like that, these fragrances and all that. Of course, crystal therapy, of course, you know, you want to love getting crystals that correlate to those chakras to help tune those chakras as well. And, of course, I mean, again, these same tactics can be used with every chakra, but I think they stand out specifically with this one. And, of course, same thing, I would say food.
That color.
To get, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Too many indigo, you know, plants out there. And blueberries.
Also affirmations, though.
Plums.
Clones. But don't forget also the use of affirmations, you know, telling yourself I statements that help. I picked out a couple myself for y'all viewers, because in case you need to tune in your chakra, you got, I nurture my spirit, I trust my intuition, and I forgive myself. Simple phrases like that, that reinstates your ability to, what's it called, decision make, believe what happened for, and execute. Dumb things like that all help the third eye chakra.
Definitely. I tell people, say things like, I listen. See, with the third eye chakra, you want to almost use everything. You want to use almost a mix of all the other affirmations for the other chakras to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I nurture, I am, I listen, I forgive, I love, I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, just from that right there, I know that's at least a heart, with the heart chakra, throat chakra, and what's it called, this chakra, all in one, just one of those statements.
I'm saying, I forgive myself, you feel me? I trust myself. Listen,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, to my wisdom. I am in touch. I nurture. And that represents, and you can only that once you've gotten to be able to come to that sense of yourself to help you get to that throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to that third eye chakra. And just looking at it from that standpoint and how everything correlates should be right?
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, I think this was a really good episode that helps break down what the third eye chakra, how to cultivate it to become a independent mind. You feel me?
Yeah, I agree. Because a lot of people, when you hear third eye, it's already you're at a loss. You like when other chakras, like the heart chakra, you kind of got a sense of what it's about. Third eye is a foreign concept to a lot of people. So this was definitely needed in our theory.
I don't think it's as foreign as it is now, more so than it is seen as a joke. Because society, media has found a way to destroy the all you know, the real meanings of this, of
mm-hmm.
the science. And funny, because I see it in so many levels to where they make a joke of people that are saying, no, just because my parents were Christians doesn't mean I'm going to be Christians. And they say they're spiritual, and they take on this woke joke persona almost.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff, they do the work, but they don't really do the work. They do it.
They do it for the clout, for the attention. Yes,
right. This term, any use the word to stay woke. Clearly, it was a brand to market you. So,
woke is
clearly not woke. For any show, it was a new on Netflix by Jamie Foxx called Dash.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So the daughter says, "I do not believe in God." She says, "I believe in yoga," and so. In the episode, they're showing the church is a money hungry power system, such and such, and then they show like that only to show the yoga is like, okay, then super extreme hippie laying all over the floor doing crazy positions, like, what the heck is
mm-hmm.
this? To my chakra, it was a joke to where
it becomes comical. They didn't dilute the true meaning behind it.
Right,
it loses its power and its value. To where people can now, anyone saying that, I don't know what they're talking about. And it's to the point where me, okay, say I have a conversation with someone that seems, or that thinks I know something. I bring a very, to me, what I find a very basic concept, and they mm-hmm. go blank. You feel me?
Yeah.
Not to push like, oh, this is where I'm at. But certain things I'm beyond talking about now. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to talk about what's going on in the physical. What are we doing in the... You dimension hopping yet? Like, I'm talking
about... Like, how are you doing? Or have you climbed the ladder yet? Are you... What chapter are you on? What were you... What you doing?
I don't mean it like that. It's like the conversations are now becoming too mundane and washed to where people just... It's hogwash now. People are like, oh, my chakra or my pendant or my yada yada. And I'm just like, so the duality of it all. And they go, huh? You know what I'm saying? And it's side. So you hear words like, my third eye, yada, yada, it becomes very corny in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Watered down. And that's just a small little rant. I mean, it is. It doesn't affect me because I know I'm still on my way.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's all I'm saying.
This is a great episode. We're going to close this out. So you know the
drill. Dang, I gotta do both parts. All right, yeah. from men to kings and from kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Fair Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we outie.